Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 42. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says he hopes the search of a Town of Burlington home leveled by an explosion and fire last weekend can be completed by the end of the week. Schmeling says it's believed there were three people in the home when it exploded. Autopsies have been performed on the remains of two people found earlier this week, and the search for a third possible victim continues. He calls the work painstaking.
This was a two-story farmhouse, loaded with all the things that a home normally would have, furniture and whatnot. So all that stuff is now debris that we now have to move piece by piece. So we're doing literally a hand search of every article that is on that scene.
Schmeling said additional assistance has been called in, including cadaver dogs. Reports of smoke coming from the home on Ketter Hagen Road about mid-afternoon on Saturday brought emergency crews to the scene. Deputies reporting the home exploded just before they arrived. Family members have said they believe a man, a woman, and her teenage son were in the home at the time. Under a cloudy sky with a stiff breeze whipping the flag at half-staff, the 17 law enforcement officers who lost their lives in the line of duty in Racine County were honored during a ceremony at Hanschel Park. Police Chief Art Howell noted that 128 officers lost their lives over the last year, and they should also be remembered and honored.
There's a lot of missed graduations, missed birthday parties, weddings that didn't occur, and so as we gather today to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in our community, let's also look across the nation and honor those who have paid the price on a national level.
Tomorrow morning, the Burlington Police Department will observe Peace Officer Memorial Day during a ceremony at Veterans Terrace. That ceremony begins at 11 a.m. Prior to tonight's regular meeting, the Racine Common Council will gather in Committee of the Whole to talk about the process for electing the council president. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Alderman Sandy Widener is wondering if the mayor should be allowed to break a tie vote, as what happened with the most recent process, Alderman Dennis Weiser getting reelected to a second term. The Committee of the Whole meeting is set for 6:30 p.m. The full council will meet at 7. The regular council meeting will begin with a public hearing. It's on the proposed rezoning of several properties at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue, those sites connected, of course, to the proposed CVS pharmacy. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
As the current school year starts to wind down, Racine Unified Administration reports construction on the new Olympia Brown and Knapp schools, plus the addition to Gifford, continue to go well, with the overall budget being met. During an update to the Board of Education, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen noted the construction manager approach to all three projects with Riley Construction has kept the costs in line with the budget. He explained some unforeseen six-figure costs connected to municipal requirements also had to be added to the budget.
For example, you see Gifford, the $419,000. One of the items in there, I think it's around $200,000, is we need to put in a traffic signal in front of the school. That was a requirement in order to get the project going. So that we had to cover that cost. In the case of O'Brown, because it was a new building, there is a water impact fee, and that was about $200,000.
Some open houses and ribbon cuttings will be scheduled this summer as the new schools are prepared for the new school year, while the board may get a look around each site ahead of time. Some improvements are coming to Kenosha's Lincoln Park thanks to home improvement giant Lowe's, the result of a resolution adopted by the Kenosha City Council last night. Alderman Kevin Mathewson said he learned about the Lowe's Heroes program from the Kenosha store manager, which involves up to $2,500 in materials and 10 employees to do the work. Alderman Scott Gordon was concerned about what Lowe's might want in return.
Is Lincoln Park going to become a billboard for Lowe's, as it was going to be for the Dream Playground, when the financial conduit of the playground respectfully declined Lowe's invitation to chip in? So there are some questions. I wish we could have somebody here from Lowe's tonight to explain the process.
An attempt to refer the proposal to the Parks Commission failed. The resolution allows the Parks Division and City Administration to work with Lowe's to determine what might be included in the project. The City Council in Burlington will meet tonight in Committee of the Whole, and among the agenda items is discussion on a request to consider amending municipal code to allow the raising of chickens in the city. An administration Facebook page survey of 368 residents showed over 50% support. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.